when you pray the Our Father and you say the words, "Thy kingdom come," what kind of kingdom do you think of when you're reciting those words? Likely you are imagining the heavenly kingdom, the place of perfection, where the saints and the angels form a heavenly court with Christ as their king. But as we continue the Lord's Prayer, we also say the words, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Then it would seem that the image of the kingdom is intended to strike closer to home. The Father's kingdom is not just in the next world, but in our present world as well. The goal of building up the earthly kingdom of Christ is why, in 1925, the celebration of Christ the King was instituted for the church throughout the world. The celebration that we, the feast which we celebrate today. In 1925, as you know from history, the world picture didn't look very good. All Europe, especially, had nightmare memories of World War I. The Great War, an unprecedented explosion of hatred and death. In addition, the anti-Christian swastika, the disfigurement of the cross, was ready to lurch across Germany. And in communist Russia, the communists were actively persecuting Christians within its very large borders. From a Christian perspective, things looked pretty bleak in 1925. But against these hate-filled ideologies, the message of the Pope of the time, Pope Pius XI, was one of social justice, of peace, authentic community, and human love. The Pope intended to light a new spark of hope in especially Europe, which had become quite hopeless, and throughout the world through the celebration of Christ the King. The Church's bold yet simple plan was to take the faith of Christ from the privacy of the heart and proclaim it to the world through prayer and action. The plan was not simply that the priests do this or the religious do this, but all the members of the Church take the faith from the privacy of their own heart and proclaim it through prayer and action to a world much in need of hope. This simple plan, new possibilities for the world were born. Proclaiming our faith, of course, many of you will maybe think in the back of your mind, is not for everyone. But it does not mean simply verbally preaching to others, which is not for everyone and is not always appropriate. Proclaiming our faith means something more than this, much more. It means, first of all, to serve the King. And in serving Jesus and placing him first, we begin the task of making an earthly kingdom which mirrors the heavenly one. Of course, we have much work to do. But an earthly kingdom that we conceive of would be opposed to bloodshed and atheistic ideologies, injustice, and all human persecution and bondage and slavery. A world truly of peace, justice, true community, and authentic love. So how can we serve Jesus so as to bring about this kingdom, as we say in the Lord's Prayer, on earth as it is in heaven? We can start by forgiving rather than striking out, by using our words to bless rather than to curse, by showing in our actions the values taught by Christ the King. Christ, after all, is easy to serve. Although earthly kings have a bad reputation, perhaps well-deserved. Christ is unlike earthly kings. In Christ is found majesty, but never tyranny. In Christ there is power, but never brutality. In Christ there is glory, yet profound humility. We say that Christ is first in the church, because in his being is found the source of everything good and lasting. That is why he is first. St. Paul writes, "In Christ all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell." All the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. And it is in this fullness, this power, this glory, which we celebrate today. As the head of the church and the fullness of God, what else can we call Jesus but King? King of the church, King of creation, may he also be King of our hearts. Let us pray for ourselves that we may see Christ as the source, and so through our actions, help bring about God's kingdom on earth. Let us also pray that the kingdom of God will extend to all regions of the world, so in need of peace today and of hope. So that Christ, who is the King of the church, may indeed be the King of every human heart. God bless.